think this reading is really about water. I mean, water is present throughout our lives. Birth, nourishment, cleansing, destruction, multiple times a day of hand washing with warm water and soap for at least 20 seconds. By the way, if you sing the doxology, when you're washing your hands, that makes about 20 seconds. Even in times of social isolation, it's important to continue hand washing. Water is present for that. But here in this conversation, it was really water about drinking. We all need water to survive. And in the conversation, Jesus promised water from which someone would never thirst again. And after Jesus and this woman had the conversation, she told other people. She said, I've met this person who told me everything I've ever done, and people started believing because she shared the message. That is wonderful. It's marvelous. It's inspiring, except Jesus was not supposed to talk to this woman. I feel even bad saying this woman, but that was the culture of the time. Jesus was not supposed to talk to the Samaritan woman. She wasn't supposed to offer him any questions, answers, water. He wasn't supposed to offer her anything. And anyone who came from where she lived should never have been given the opportunity to follow Jesus, much less share the word and tell others. They were unworthy. They were enemies. Maybe even worse. And you know what? Jesus didn't have time for that garbage. Garbage. Yeah, I said garbage. And you know, when I say garbage, it's mostly accurate that Jesus didn't have time for that. It's not in this reading, but it is in other places in the Bible. Paul used the word that we translate as garbage in some of his writing when referred to his qualifications and his zeal for following the rules before he had an encounter with Jesus. Now, he said this. This is in the Message, Philippians 3, 4 to 9. You know my pedigree, a legitimate birth circumcised on the eighth day, an Israelite from the elite tribe of Benjamin, a strict and devout adherent to God's law, a fiery defender of the purity of my religion, even to the point of persecuting the church. A meticulous observer of everything set down in God's law book. The very credentials these people are waving around as something special, I'm tearing up and throwing it out with the trash along with everything else I used to take credit for. And why? Because of Christ. Yes, all things I once thought were so important are gone from my life. Compared to the high privilege of knowing Christ Jesus as my master firsthand, everything I once thought was going to be for me good is insignificant. Dog dung. I've dumped it all in the trash so that I could embrace Christ and be embraced by Him. I didn't want some petty inferior brand of righteousness that comes from keeping a list of rules when I could get the robust kind that comes from trusting Christ, God's righteousness. So the Message, what I've often called is wrapper Bible, but it's the Bible paraphrased into a common language more akin to 2010, 2015, 2020. The Message takes the word often translated as garbage or trash and gives it the stronger meaning, animal excrement, dog dung. You know the word that it really means. Starts with an S, ends with a T, has high in the middle. Yeah, Jesus didn't have time for that. What did Jesus have time for? He had time for conversation, for grace, for recognition, for kindness, for refreshment, for honor, and for love. All right, look. Here we are in a time of social isolation. And a lot of people, I've heard a lot of people like, I'm not going to follow that. Let me all get together. Let's have a party. Let's have a social isolation party. Let's get together in our garage and have a band and everything. Well, look, I wish that being rebellious in society all the time was good. It's not, though. We are looking out for one another. We don't have time for the garbage of not looking out for one another and trying to slow the progress of a pandemic, a virus. We don't have time to be flip with our attitudes about how we care for one another. We don't have time thinking that it won't hurt me, I'm young. We don't have time for that garbage. We don't have time for that. What do we have time for now? We have time for conversation in social media, on telephones, in texts. We have time for grace offered to all. We have time for recognition of one another, checking in on one another and seeing, how are you doing? We have time for kindness. We have time for refreshment. Yes, the water that we drink, we're going to be thirsty again. But in these times of isolation, make sure you get plenty of rest and plenty of nourishment, plenty of water, and yes, plenty of hand washing. We have time to honor one another. We have time to be a people of love. Mother Teresa said, if you judge people, you have no time to love them. Let us not judge one another. Even as I've said, we don't have time for not listening to sound advice about keeping coronavirus either at bay or slowing its progress. But let us be a people, we're not living in judgment, but we are seeking out the best. We are seeking out the best possible outcomes. We are seeking out the best in one another. If the rules dictate, and I don't mean the rules of caring for each other, I mean the rules of, well, you're not allowed to talk to that person. Oh, okay, here we go. It's not such a great idea to try to engage someone who is spouting garbage on the internet, because it doesn't change many things. And in this time of social media up, we do have to be careful of diving down into something that is not going to be healthy for anyone. But we do have time, hopefully, to engage one another in thoughtful conversation, good conversation. So if the rules dictate that someone from another religion who is also practicing good, kind, caring for one another, and you who have difficulty conversing on other things like politics, or like what kinds of rules the church should have when it comes to communion, or when it comes to who can be a minister, or when it comes to who is allowed, we can have conversations and open up, build bridges. Maybe this is the time for that, for building bridges of love, for building bridges of kindness, for building bridges of understanding, and hoping to make our world a better place because of it. When we experience as the church that the church isn't about rules, judgment, marginalization of the other, and Christian exceptionalism, then we are better. We really are better. So what are we going to do this week? Most of us are going to be sitting somewhere, not moving too much, which is good for the entire system to not be overwhelmed with people who are ill. Well, you know, this week, take some time and don't judge. Do your best not to judge. Try not to marginalize others who are in a different group of people. Yes, we will be socially isolated, but it doesn't mean that we have to marginalize others. We can still be in conversation and checking in on one another. We also, it's important. And I've heard a lot of this, and you know, I walk in Christian circles, and I've heard a lot of, God could take away this virus at any time, but God isn't going to do it because, and then some reason. I don't know what to say that, but boy, it sounds awful that what I'm about to say, but I don't have time for that garbage either. I don't have time for God could. Because if God could and God isn't, well, I say it. If God could and God isn't, then God is awful. Is that awful to say? Yeah, it's awful. Right now, I certainly hope not. God calls us to love one another. And I don't understand the whole God could do anything and God doesn't bit. What do I choose to believe? Is that God doesn't have the book that says, this is what I'm going to do, and no one's ever going to die, or no one's ever going to get disease. But God cares for us where we are, and God has given us tools to be able to lessen impacts and to be love, even in times of difficulty. I know I'm walking close to the edge on religion here. Our faith needs to be strong. But if all we're relying on is prayer to get us through this, well, I don't think we're doing what God wants us to do, because God has told the disciples to give those prayers legs. And I don't mean necessarily legs of going out into the world right now and meeting with people, but acting on the prayers. God, please don't let this virus spread. All right, I've given you some tools. Don't interact with each other for a time while we lessen the impact of this. Don't make it worse by yelling and shouting at each other about how awful they are. Don't lift up one religion or no religion as better than everybody else. Trust and have faith. Be kind to one another. Lift up love. Pray and act. One of the things at St. Paul's that we spent a time of discernment 3 years ago to say, what is God's vision for St. Paul's? One of them is to be a caring community of Christ. And being a caring community of Christ is more than just gathering on Sunday, because we have found that maybe that's not possible for a season, but we can gather in community, in this digital community, for now. The other part is being a people of prayer and action. So let us pray and let us be a people of action, seeking to make things better. In the things that we write, maybe you write a letter of kindness and goodness to the newspaper, or to a digital edition of something. The third one is a beacon of peace, justice, and hope. In some order like that, I don't say, do you remember justice, peace, and hope? Those three words. Justice, looking out for the least of these and advocating for policies that will make sure that even in this time of awfulness, that the least of these are cared for. Peace, not just the absence of arguments, but true respect one for the other, trying to make things better. And not shooting one another, not beating one another up, not standing up to the bully by punching them in the face, but standing up to bullying behaviors with kindness and love and respect. And then the last one is hope. How do we live in hope during these times? I'll admit it's not easy. It's not easy at all. But let us live in hope that we will be a people of kindness and grace and love and goodness, and surround ourselves, not physically, but surround ourselves in digital community, in our minds, with people who will help lift that up. And trust that God is working in the world. I don't know how that's all happening, but we are called to be Christ one to the other, to be love one to the other. So conversation, grace, recognition, kindness, refreshment, honor, and love. Deep breaths. Taking in that energy, that chi, the Holy Spirit, Christ's living water. Amen.